So what changes? Well, I've told you before, but it's kind of summary time here. What changes is your attitudes, your grasp of life, your grasp of God. If you ask Christ to come into your spirit, you can expect a change. I would almost guarantee it. Maybe I will guarantee it. But the change is not one that has to do necessarily with your behavior patterns. The change has to do with your attitude. Theoretically, a change of attitude should also change behavior patterns, theoretically. But not always. Doesn't always work that way. But this I can say to you will change. You will change in your attitude toward God. Instead of ignoring him, you'll pay attention to him. I don't mean you'll always listen or you'll always obey him, but I mean you'll, instead of ignoring God, suddenly God is important. You change in your attitude toward others. Human souls have value. Human persons have value. Whereas before, maybe you went down the road, everybody was an animal, and you treated like an animal. You treat people like dogs, it's sort of a statement from you that you think people are dogs. Some people do treat others like dogs. Generally speaking, though, when your attitude changes, while all your actions may not be commendable, generally speaking, your attitude toward humanity is that it has value, that souls have value. If you think life ends at the grave, a human person is not a whole lot above a cabbage. You know, it's just something to consume. I would not want to liken it to a dog, for example, because some people feel that their dogs are very, very special. Heaven-bound, in some cases, they think there's going to be a doggy heaven. I don't want to disillusion anyone about that. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm really not the final arbiter of that. If God wants dogs in heaven or cats, I guess that's up to him. Anyway, people treat others poorly. Often very poorly. That doesn't mean they're not Christians. It just means that their behavior patterns have been fouled up. But even people that don't treat others properly still see value to people, persons. And certainly they want other people to see value to them. They do want people to treat them properly, even if they don't treat others properly. So there's that much of an attitude, you see. So the attitude toward God changes, the attitude toward others changes. And the attitude toward oneself changes. One sees perhaps values and standards and ethics and so forth one did not see before. Whereas before the general attitude was eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die, and one just pulled all the stoppers out and went pell-mell down the primrose path. Once the Spirit of Christ comes in, there's a little different attitude. And one says, oh, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't be tearing myself up like this. Maybe there's a reason to conduct myself better.